Doing a KMA Land Senior Spotlight today with Gage Swan from Wayne. He's with us right now. Gage, how you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to chat. Obviously, we're kind of in that, little downtime between football and basketball. But I guess tell me a little bit, looking back on your football season, great year for the team as a whole, great year for you. What were your takeaways?
We had a really good year, but it was a little different coming into eight-man for the first time. I mean, none of us had played it. We played a couple games in junior high, but it was definitely a whole different monster. I mean, you have to be in a lot better shape. You have to be running around a lot more. You take off three guys. I mean, it's weird.
Yeah, no, it is interesting. Now, obviously, you played nothing but 11 man until your senior year. At the same time, looking at the roster and looking at the talent you guys had coming back, maybe made it a little bit easier just in terms of the success you're able to find. I guess tell me about that a little bit and, how you guys were able to, put together a great season.
Oh, yeah. We had, off-season workouts, we had a bunch of kids there showing up that played big roles in the year before. We had Colby Holbrook was always there. Fisher Buckingham was always there. We had a sophomore step up tremendously this year in Carver Hook. He hadn't played really any varsity at all before this year. Lane Ogden went down, and he stepped up and filled the role tremendously. We had Maddox Moore move out to tight end, which was different for him, but he excelled at that. I mean, yeah, we had pretty good showing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When did you guys feel like you started to play your best football? I'm thinking, early on in the year, maybe you guys were feeling your way through it, but eventually you had some really good showings there towards the end of the year. When did you feel like the best football came from you and your team?
Well, we started playing good about week four against Winfield, and I think our best game was probably against Southeast Warren week eight. I mean, we all wanted that game. We think it's a rivalry game, but that was a big one.
No, the win over Southeast Warren was a big eye-opener. It helped you kind of, share the district. Obviously, you end up with the lower seed and have to go on the road. But I guess tell me, what did you guys take away from beating a Southeast Warren team that has always been a successful eight-man club ever since they dropped down many years ago?
Yeah, we knew we could do it. I mean, we had a great week of workouts that week, and we had a great film session that Monday coming into the game, knowing what they were going to do, knew we had to stop that run. Eventually in the game, we ended up putting me on that bunch that they ran. And after that, we took the game away from them. They were beating us. I think it was 20-6 or 20-8 or something like that. We came back and beat them. It was 22-8. We came back and beat them 40-22. I mean, it was crazy come from behind that third quarter.
What were some of the other highlights this year, Gage?
I had two touchdowns this year.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about the at least one of those, the one that you you picked up and rumbled there for a little while. Tell me about that one.
I wanted to know where the oxygen was, but I kind of knew that pitch was coming. I mean, we'd seen it on film, and I got there in the backfield, and all of a sudden the ball was in my hands, and I just took off. Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing Mason Black was there for me. Otherwise, I probably would have got chased down.
What was the what game was that? I can't remember.
Montezuma.
So you found a way to get into the end zone there. So what's that like? I mean, you're not used to the touchdowns, right? But you scored a couple this year. I mean, what is it like? Making sure your team gets 6 points there.
It was crazy. I mean, I don't really know how to even explain it. It was like, I wouldn't say it's like a butterfly feeling, but it's something like that. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, awesome. Gage Swan again from Wayne, our latest KMA Land Senior Spotlight. Now that football has come to an end, Gage, I know you're getting ready for basketball. You led the team in scoring last year. So what are your thoughts on this basketball season ahead and kind of what you're hoping to get accomplished this year?
We returned a lot this year. We lost two starting seniors and then two seniors that came in and played a pretty good amount. But we're going to have four seniors starting this year, more than likely, and a junior. So we're going to be an older team. Not everybody, but there's been a good showing at open gyms and stuff like that. And everybody's ready to get in the swing of things.
For football, you're coming off a successful year. How do you feel that can help you momentum-wise just to kickstart things in basketball?
Everybody that played football that's going into basketball they're ready to work again. I mean, at Wayne, most people are three-sport athletes and are ready to get in the next sport. That'll really help us.
What other sports do you play?
I play football, baseball, track, and basketball.
How do you rank them? So, I mean, as a four-sport athlete, how do you put those? What are your favorite sports? What's one through four there?
I'll put football at one, track at two, baseball at three, and basketball at four.
Okay, but basketball, I mean, were you surprised that you were able to lead the team in scoring last year, or is that something that you've generally done, has kind of been one of the leading scorers there?
Well, it kind of did surprise me because I didn't even start. I came in off the bench, but I had the confidence to shoot, and that was really what kind of killed us last year. We didn't really have the confidence in shooting, but I'll throw up a shot. I mean, it don't bother me a bit.
It obviously worked out pretty well for you, Gage. In terms of, you know, what kind of goals do you have for yourself here in this, when it comes to the basketball season?
Yeah, I want to really get the boards. That's going to be a big thing this year. I want to exaggerate that. Getting boxing people out. I mean, pushing people around in the paint. That's going to be big this year.
And then when it comes to, you know, your third and your fourth sport there, your track and baseball, any goals that you have in mind right now? I know it's a, you know, you're probably just focused on basketball, but any goals?
Oh yeah. Track. I want to break that school record. I mean, I came up 2 foot short of it last year and really, really irritates me. I mean, it's irritated me ever since the state track meet. I mean, I'd like to go qualify and place top five in that again.
Mm-hmm. You talking shot put, discus?
Shot put.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck in that. You know, being a four-sport athlete there at Wayne, you alluded to it. A lot of your teammates are that. So, I mean, why is it important for you and some of the other guys there to, you know, be four-sport athletes, be multi-sporters?
It's big on keeping you out of trouble. When you're in a sport and you're doing something, you stay out of trouble, you don't do dumb stuff. I mean, that's big. Our coaches preach it, stuff like that. But, I mean, even if you're a football school and you're playing basketball, it's keeping you in shape year-round. I mean, track goes the same way. Baseball goes the same way. It's keeping you in shape for that next sport.
Oh, awesome. We definitely wish you the best in all of those, Gage. When it comes to future, I know it's we're only talking here in November, early November, but any idea what next year might look for you? Have you thought about that at all?
Yeah, I've been going on visits. I got about 13 offers right now, but I'm not quite sure where I want to commit. But I'm going to go play football at college and possibly do some track too, do some throwing.
Any particular school standing out to you right now?
Grandview's up there, Wartburg, Buena Vista, and Upper Iowa.
Yeah, we definitely wish you the best in that, and we'll keep an eye on that. Gage Schwann, again, from Wayne, KMA Land Senior Spotlight. Gage, it was awesome getting a chance to chat with you. Appreciate the time, and we wish you the best here the rest of your senior year, all right?
Thank you.